Why go on arguing with myself? To enter combat when the will of God's against you, to fight a man God loves, that's doom, and quickly. No Danaan will lift his brows at me for giving ground to Hector. Hector goes under God's arm to war. If I could only spot Ajax anywhere, we too might brace in joy of battle and contend once more, even against God's will, to bring the body back to Achilles. Somehow, that would be making the best of it. But while he pondered, Trojan ranks came on as Hector led them. Backward at last he turned and left the body, facing about at every step, the way a bearded lion does when dogs and men with spears and shouts repel him from a farmyard, and hatred makes his great heart turn to ice as he is forced from the cattle pen. Just so, forced from Patroclus, tawny Menelaus step by step retired, then stood fast on reaching the main body of his men. Meanwhile he kept an eye out for great Ajax, the son of Telamon, and all at once he saw him on the far left of the battle, cheering his men to make them stand and fight, for Apollo put wild fear into them all. Menelaus ran to his side and said, "Ajax, come, good heart, we'll make a fight of it near Patroclus. Try to bring his body back to Achilles, though he lies despoiled, his gear in Hector's hands." This call went straight to the fighting heart of Ajax, and he followed Menelaus down the field. Meanwhile, when he had stripped Patroclus of his armor, Hector pulled at the corpse, now to behead it and give the trunk to Trojan dogs. But Ajax came up then, his great shield like a tower, and Hector fell back on the waiting ranks to mount his car. The splendid arms of Achilles he gave to soldiers to be borne to town, his trophies, his great glory. And still Ajax, extending his broad shield above Patroclus, stood as a lion will above his cubs when a hunting party comes upon the beast in underbrush, leading his young. He narrows eyes to slits, drawing his forehead down. So Ajax took his stand above Patroclus, while Menelaus, dear to the war god, stood nearby and let his grief mount up. Now Glaucus, Hippolochus's son, captain of Lycians, glaring at Hector, had harsh words for him. "Hector, you are a great man by the look of you, but in a fight you're far from great. That's how it goes, a big name and a craven. Put your mind on how to save your town with troops born here at Ilion, no others. Not one Lycian goes into combat after this for Troy. What have we gained, battling without rest against hard enemies?